Hi, this is Dr. Lingmoke, dictating discharge summary for a patient at Oakland Hospital. Name of the patient is Flowers, F-L-O-W-E-R-S, Caitlin, K-A-I-T-L-Y-N. Medical record number. Medical record number is 90117-2619. Date of admission 6-1. Date of discharge is 6-9. Attending physician Dr. Limukara and fine data. This is a 20-year-old African American female who lives in Detroit, was brought in. Make a correction. Who lives in Warren, which was brought in as patient tried to commit suicide. She was becoming extremely sad and hopeless. She had problems with the relationship. She ran into the financial problem. Patient felt that everything was falling apart. She was becoming restless and irritable, at times agitated. Patient tried to commit suicide. She has taken overdose of medication. Patient was brought in, was admitted. Past psych history, outpatient history, past medical history, history of irritable bowel syndrome, history of hemoglobin, history of severe anemia, history of weight loss. Next paragraph, psychosocial history, born and brought up in Michigan, intact family, mother is there. Patient recently moved from mother. She works as a sitter for Providence Hospital. She has a boyfriend who is also working. Apparently between the two, she felt that everything will be worked out. She was living with a friend and had taken her apartment. But the friend lost her job and she moved, friend moved. Apparently it became very difficult for patient. She started drowning in bills, could not continue, decided to end her life. Patient was tried to take overdose. Patient is admitted. Next paragraph, patient's mother is very supportive. Patient has completed high school. She also has a business of doing tattoos. Now she feels that she can do both and she will come out of it, as mother has promised me that she is going to let her catch up with her bills. She is going to pay for those. Next paragraph, patient has two sisters, one brother. She has the biological father is not in the picture. There is a strong family history of irritable bowel syndrome. Patient was smoking weed before she came in and became quite paranoid. Next paragraph, past substance history is just recreational weed use. Next paragraph, hospital course, patient was brought in, was started on medication. Dr. Nayak, hematology oncology, evaluated her for her anemia. Dr. Gastroenterologist Dr. Hoffman is supposed to come in. Patient felt that she has her own gastroenterologist. She is going to see her psychiatrist as well as her gastroenterologist tomorrow. So she is very happy. At the time of discharge, patient is not suicidal, not homicidal. I had a detailed discussion with mother and patient. Mother is going to help her if necessary. Mother is going to ask her to come and live with her till she bounces back completely. Patient is comfortable with that idea. At the time of discharge, nurse examination, African American female, well dressed, well groomed, gave fair eye contact, speech is slow. Goal-directed, reaction time is normal, verbal productivity is normal, no heart attack, walking noted, no flexible ideas noted. Patient denied suicide or onset ideation. Stated mood is okay, affective is normal, full range, appropriate heart condition, patient oriented times 3. Diagnosis axis 1, major depression, recurrent, severe, in partial remission, axis rule out bipolar disorder, depressed, axis 2, defer, axis 3. History of irritable bowel syndrome, history of smoking weed, history of weight loss, history of anemia, axis 4 severe, axis 5 is 20. Make a correction. Axis 5 is 40. Next paragraph. patient's primary care doctor. She has appointment with tomorrow. She's going to see her psychiatrist, Dr. Gaurav Agrawal. She is going to be going with her aunt to mom's house. Mom is very eager to see her. Discharge planning is discussed in detail. DCR today to be followed outpatient. This is the patient agreed to keep her appointment. This is the end of dictation. Thank you very much.